Torah tonight should be Refu Shleima for two Heilige Yidden that need Refuos and Yeshuos. First of all, Refu Shleima for Menachem Mendel Simcha Ben Sara. My sister-in-law's very close friend's father, who had a terrible accident and needs big Yeshuas and Refuos. And Refu Shleima for Shoshana Basya Bas Rachel Dvaira, who also needs big Yeshuas and Refuos. And we're in the month of Iyar. Month of Iyar is a big zman of Refuos. The month of Iyar is Ani Hashem Rofecha. So Mirz Hashem, the Cholim that we mentioned and the Cholim that we didn't mention should have Refuos and Yeshuos, the Kar of Mamish. And also have in mind those Yidden that need Refuos Baruchnias, that have been making decisions in life that are contrary to what their Eibishter wants, clearly. Mirz Hashem should have clarity in their lives, Bekar of Mamish. There's a story that some of the Chevra knows. Actually, I wrote it up. It's chus to write it up in the first Sefer, in the Sefer on Bereishis. It's amazing, Ashkach. I didn't realize literally until today. I didn't remember. I said the Schus Baruch Hashem literally today to finish the rough draft of my second Sefer on Shemos Bez Hashem. On the occasion of my daughter's Bas Mitzvah Baruch Hashem. I didn't realize till today. It was amazing because I went to the introduction, the acknowledgement page of the first Sefer to see what I wrote a little bit, to see if I want to redo that or not redo that. And I saw that the first Sefer I finished, I finished Lag Boimer 3 years ago. Lag Boimer Tavshinayin Dalad. Now I have the Schus Baruch Hashem. I'll leave a little bit to do in Lag Boimer. Lag Boimer of Tavshinayin Zayin to finish the second Sefer, Mirz Hashem. Kash Baruch Hashem give me the time to continue. So in the first Sefer, I wrote up this story, so some of the Chevra knows it. I'm sure I shared it at some point. But I think it's a very big Torah for tonight, a very big Torah for Lag Boimer. So the Chevra knows that it was 8-9 years ago, I had the amazing opportunity to go together with myself, Rabbi Brazil, 17 Talmidim, and this week, right now, we had the opportunity to go to Ukraine, to visit the Mekaymus Kedoshim, to visit the Heiliga. We started off always by singing the Berditchever, Pesach Sheni, of that year we were by the Berditchever, to go to Rav Nachman, to go to the Baal Shem, the Maggid, of course, Rav Zusha, told us Yaakov Yosef, the Baal Tanya, there's not a day of my life I don't think about that trip still. And then from there, we flew to Eretz Yisrael on Thursday night that year. We got in Thursday afternoon. Thursday night was Lag Boimer. And we're by Reb Shimon. It was incredible. Words can't express. Halavai, we'll all be by Reb Shimon somehow, even though we don't know how, but we'll be there. Except those that are stuck where you are, Tzaddik. So we got to Reb Shimon, and we got there, first we went to Tzvat, dropped off our stuff where we're staying for Shabbos Kodesh. When we got to Reb Shimon, it was around 12 o'clock at night. And right away we said with the Chevra, we're going to daven Ma'ariv. First thing, we'll daven Ma'ariv. And then everybody will be on their own to go daven, to Tants, to have the night, till when we'll meet up again, Basikin, and daven Shachos together. So two of the Chevra, Yudari Mezel, Asher Chaim Gleitman, they came over to me and they said, Rebbe, is it okay if we daven later? You see, when we got there, they've never been there before, Lag Boimer. And those of us that have been there, many of us in the room have the chus to be there in our lives. So you're there, and it's just, you see the scene, and you feel it, and mom, you see the tata, you want to be a part of it, you want to just jump in. They wanted to just jump in. It was emes. It wasn't that they were looking, they wanted mamish to jump into the ruchnias, and they're minyanim all night long, obviously. We'll daven ma'ariv, we'll chapa minyan a little bit after we taunt and get into it, and we'll daven ma'ariv. So I said, then of course, no problem. Go. So then you know how the night goes, and all night long, taunting and davening, it was mamish meinol haba. Hours later, many, many hours later, I bump into those two talmidim. I remember exactly where it was, next to the kever outside. I can show you the exact spot. And I look at him, we're talking about the night and talking how amazing it was, and Mamish Svi Meir and Tol Zaron Rev and the dancing and the davening. Ah, Mirat Hashem will be there. Mirat Hashem. So then I ask them, I say, Chever, did you remember Davin Meir? Did you remember them? They look at me, Revi, we Mamish just totally forgot. We totally forgot. So I look at them and I say, okay, I look at my watch. And a cheshbon, I don't remember exactly what time it was, maybe it was 4:30 in the morning. Something around there. It was mamish something around there. And I immediately cheshbon, I was thinking, what time is Nate's and what time? Where were we holding? We were holding at that zman, mamish, right in between Alois HaShachar and Nate's HaChama. Right in between Alois HaShachar and Nate's HaChama. And those of us that are holding in the Gemara and Brachos, if I'm not mistaken, Tav Chesem Abeis, Tav Tesem and Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. So there we have the opinion of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And what's the opinion of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? That you could still daven Ma'ariv at that time. Only Reb Shimon holds this. Reb Shimon holds you can still daven Ma'ariv, you can still say Shema, after Alois, even though after Alois already on some level it's the morning, you can still daven Ma'ariv. And what's the Gemara say as well? Kedai Lismuch al Reb Shimon B'Shas Adchak. We're standing by the kever of Shimon on Lag B'Omer on his day. And I look at these two Talmidim and I say, Mamish the Shita of Reb Shimon, you can daven now. And I point to the kever, Kedai Lismuch al Reb Shimon B'Shas Adchak, go daven Ma'ariv. And the two of them took out to Durham. They're known in Minyanim at this point, and they daven. I have a picture of it, of them davening Ma'ariv. I can show you, I have to have a picture of the two of them davening Ma'ariv. Mamish Kedai Lismuch al Reb Shimon B'Shas Adchak. Ah, Lag B'Omer. So what's that mean to us? Kedai lismucha Reb Shimon b'shas adchak, meaning what? Reb Shimon and Lag Ba'omer, we could be soimechon. We could lean on. We could rely on. Those of us that need chizik, which is all of us. Those of us that need to get back to where we should be. That need to be revived in our ruchnis. Kedai lismucha Reb Shimon. We all have to be soimechon Reb Shimon and Lag Ba'omer. The Lag Ba'omer can be and should be a day of tremendous inspiration. And can lift us up to places that we didn't even remember we had within us. Bez Hashem Sparach. So let's learn a little bit, Chavra. So we all know, of course, the Gemara of Reb Shimon, the whole story of Reb Shimon, and the story of how Reb Shimon ends up in the Ma'ara in the cave, and the story of Reb Shimon for years is learning Torah Hashem, immersed in sand, so that he doesn't wear out his clothing, that he only wears for davening. That whole Gemara is obviously on Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel. Happens to be as well, it's the 33rd Mamer, it's the Lag Mamer of Reb Shimon, in all of Shas. You can't make this stuff up. But there in the Gemara we know how the storyline, and we know Reb Shimon's with his son, and they're hiding because they want the government, the Romans want to kill them. And they're hiding all those years, and finally, after 12 years, Asa Eliyahu, v'kama pischa demarasa, Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu Tishbi, he comes and he knocks on the opening, he goes to the opening of the cave, Amar man lo dia lebar yoichai demes kezer, batel gzerasa. He announces who should make known, meaning he wants to make known to Bar Yochai that the king has died, you can come out, it's safe, there's no more gzera, no more decree. Why is it that Eliyahu Navi calls him Bar Yochai? And we refer to him as Bar Yochai. Bar Yochai, Nimshach Do Ashrecho. Why is it not? Reb Shimon Nimshachta Ashrecha. What Bar Yochai? Why are we calling him Bar Yochai? We all refer to him as Bar Yochai. Why are we calling him Bar Yochai? Why don't Leonov call him Bar Yochai? So we have to understand. Why don't we use the name of Reb Shimon in the Gemara? Why not Rashbi? At least Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So we spoke about earlier this year a little bit, and we spoke about it throughout the years. When you think about someone's name that was left out, as it appears in this Gemara, immediately what's triggered is, and should be triggered, the lacking of Moshe Rabbeinu's name in Parshas Tetzave. We know Parshas Tetzave, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is nowhere to be found. We all know, because Moshe Rabbeinu, he davened on behalf of Klal Yisrael by Chet Egel, and he davened on her behalf, and he said to the Eibishter, Mecheni na misifrecha, erase me from your whole Torah because I want to save Klal Yisrael. Because of that, he's not erased from the Torah, Baruch Hashem, but from one parsha, Parsha Tetzave, we don't have Hashem's name. That's what the Baal Turim explains. But it's a little bit strange. It's a beautiful thing that Moshe Rabbeinu is beseeching Hashem on our behalf, and he's telling Hashem, I'm willing to be Moshe Nefesh, my name from the Torah. But Lemaisa, that's so he's being Moshe Nefesh on behalf of Klal Yisrael, the leader of Klal Yisrael. And in the end, he's supposed to lose out from that? Why did he lose out at all? He's doing a beautiful, wonderful thing. Halavai, we should be Moshe Nefesh for each other in such a way. Halavai, we should care for each other in such a way. When we see other Yidden that are in need, that are suffering, how we have to be there for them and have to be willing to sacrifice ourselves for them. And it's the same whether we see Yidden that are suffering physically or Yidden that are suffering spiritually. We have to give of ourselves to them, as we spoke about last week. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. And he should lose out something from it? Why did he lose out anything? Why do you have to have any shtickle, one parsha even? Why? So I saw an idea developed by the Heligas Shvila Pinchas. To live like Boimer Shvila Pinchas, Mamish, could I listen to Rav Shimon the Sefer? It's incredible. Piece after piece. Mamish, incredible. So he brings down from the Chedush HaRim. He brings down from the Chedush HaRim that the Gemara Baba Kama. Gemara Baba Kama, the Samach Aleph. The Gemara Baba Kama says as follows, a very strange line. Samach Aleph Amad Aleph towards the top. Amar kach mekubleni mebeis dino shel Shmuel. So was accepted from the bezdin of Shmuel, Haramasi. Kol hamoser atzmo lemoves al divrei Torah. Someone's willing to sacrifice their life for Torah. Ein omrim dvar halacha mishmo. Don't say over any halacha in their name. Very strange halacha. Listen to this halacha. If a person's moser nefesh for Torah, don't say over to halacha in their name. If you're going to say over halacha, like over here in this Gemara, it's said anonymously. Now again, very strange. If someone's moser nefesh for Torah, you're moser nefesh for Torah, you sacrifice Torah, is there a bigger shevach for that person? Is there a bigger shevach? Is there anything more special? Moser nefesh for the Halakha Torah, moser nefesh for learning Torah, moser nefesh for living Torah. We have to be Moshe Nalavai, we should all be Moshe Nefesh Torah. We put our needs above God. And when it fits in beautifully, Alavai, I want to keep Torah, and I want to live Torah, and I want to daven, and I want to, when it fits into my life. But when I want to do something, and I want to be involved, and I have a temptation towards something, Moshe Nefesh, I'm going to sacrifice for Hashem? For Hashem? Just because he sacrifices, does everything for me, I'm not going to sacrifice for him. So here's a person who's Moshe Nefesh for Torah, and what do you do? What's the reward? When he tells over the halacha, don't give it to him. Anonymous. What's his pshat? The Nesiv has a whole Torah in this, not for now. I want to share what the Chedush HaRim says, the Hilig Gera, but listen closely. Mamish Big Torah, you ready, Chevra? Chedush HaRim says that unfortunately often when we tell over Torah, we give over Torah, we all hopefully give over Torah, we all share Torah. And we're all Baruch Hashem. I hope all of us are on some level being Mechadish Torah. We're looking to come up with new Torah. We give it over. a nice idea, a nice question, a nice teretz to our chevra, to our mishpacha. Most of us, we're still separate from the Torah. Most of us, we exist and the Torah exists. Meaning what? V'adam learning. V'adam connecting on some level. But, you know, there's a little bit of gaiva involved. A little bit of gaiva, like, this is my Torah. This was my thought. This is my gematria. This is my chiddush. I'm going to tell it over, but bishmo, bishmi, in my name. It's mine. It's mine in conjunction with the Torah, which is the halakha of Rabbeinu Shalom, which I'm learning it for that. Obviously, there's a connection. But ultimately, I exist and the Rabbeinu Shalom exists. I exist and the Torah exists. But when one is completely moiser nefesh for Torah, you know what that means? One completely sacrifices himself for Torah. One learns on a level where I'm not caring about my physical self anymore, and I'm willing to give my whole life over for Torah. Zoyis haTorah Adam Kiyamis Ba'olo, Indiv Ritoyim Iskayim Elamisha, Meimit Atzmola. I literally kill myself over it. I'm learning late nights, I'm learning early mornings, I'm sacrificing, I'm eating less, I'm not making the same parnasa that other people are making. And I'm going to learn Torah. And so too I'm following Torah. Chevra of mine, they're involved and they're doing other things. And chevra involved with other people. And I'm going to be Moser Nefesh and I'm going to sacrifice and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be Moser Nefesh. So when you do that, you know what happens? Now, you're in such a madrega, you're literally, you don't exist anymore. So what exists? Only Eibishter. You're literally one with Hashem. Which we all are, right? We all have a neshama within ourselves, which is a chelek alokam imal. So when I'm mevatel myself and I'm moisir nefesh, I sacrifice myself completely. All that's left is the chelek alokam imal. All that's left is Eibishter. So therefore, the Gemara tells us, where to go? The Gemara tells us, and now it makes so much sense, and there's no greater shavach, what? If you kill yourself over Torah, I don't exist. It's kulo Torah. Everything's Eibishter in my life. Then what? Ain omer dvar halacha bishmo. It's not in my name anymore because I don't exist. It's all just Eibishter. I'm just an embodiment of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I'm one with God. So I'm going to tell over something. I'm going to tell over a Torah. It's not my Torah. It's a Rabbeinu Shel's Torah. I don't exist. Everything I do is for Eibishter. It's all one. Halvai, who of us is living such a life? In our learning, in our davening, in our Torah, in our mitzvahs. To live such a life, I'm completely mevatel to Eibishter. So now we understand, Chevra. Now we understand. Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to buy Moshe Nefesh for the Yidin. There's no greater Shevach. You know why his name's not there? Because he was one with Hashem. There was no need for it anymore. And now we understand as well the Heiliger Reb Shimon, the Tanner Reb Shimon. Adonenu Bar Yoichai, Adonenu Bar Yoichai. Not Adonenu Reb Shimon Bar Yoichai. Adonenu Bar Yoichai. Nishter Reb Shimon, it's right, it's Eibishter. It's Eibishter, not the Eibishter. Because the Reb Shimon reached such a level, he was Moser Nefesh for Hashem. He runs into this cave. He's completely pyrish from this world. He's separate from this world in every way. His mom is living in sand for 12 years. He came out in Reb Pinchas ben Yair. As we know, the Gemara tells us, you read through the Gemara, open it up, read it in Shabbos Lama Gimel. Reb Pinchas ben Yair sees him. He says, Oili Shereisi Kazah. Shereisi Kazah. What's the exact Lashon here? I have it in front of me. I should read it. What's the Lashon over here? At the bottom, yeah. Oili shereisi chabakach. Woe is to me that I saw you like this. He saw Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, his whole body was holes. His whole body was holes because of the sand. For 12 years, you're immersed in sand. It penetrated his skin. His whole body was holes. He says, Oili shereisi chabakach. Amr Le, what does Reb Shimon say? Ashrecha shereisani bakach. Praiseworthy, you saw me like this. You saw all the Messias Nefesh. This is how I became Bar Yochai, and I'm no longer Reb Shimon. Eliyahu Navi was anointing Reb Shimon as Bar Yochai. You finally made it, Reb Shimon. You're no longer Reb Shimon, you're Bar Yochai. What greater Shevach? Who of us could say such a thing? Who of us could say that that's how we live our lives? But that's the chizik of Elai Boimer. Complete hisvatlus to the Eibishter in our learning, in our davening, in our life. And you know what? You know what the secret is? You know what the audible is? A little bit of a football analogy. The audible is that you think when you do that, people really think, if I do that, I'm going to be unhappy because I'm what am I doing? I'm giving up all that I want. I'm Moshe Nefesh. I want to be with this girl. I want to be looking at this image. I want to be Echvesnisht making all this money in sheker ways and risking ending up in jail like Echvesnisht Amevin Yavin. But I'm going to be Moshe Nefesh. I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to have the money. I'm not going to have the car. I'm not going to have the girl. I'm not going to have it. But the joke in it all is that's when you're ultimately going to be most happy. When you're finally Moser Nefesh and you're walking with God, is there a greater happiness in the world? I'm walking with Hashem. I got it all. And then He's going to give you the bracha and you're going to have the money, you're going to have the girl, and you have it all also. Bez Hashem. This is how we have to live our lives. This is the chizik of Lag BaOmer. We see this as well by Avram Avinu. The beginning of Parshas Vayera. What's the beginning? What's happening in the beginning of Parshas Vayera? It's my bar mitzvah sedra. Baruch Hashem. Vayera elov Hashem. Hashem appears to him. Why not Vayera Hashem la Avram? It doesn't mention Avram. Vayera elov Hashem. Hashem appears to him. Vayar, v'inei shloshi, he sees. It doesn't. Well, again, v'yisa'inav, he lifts his eyes. Who? Who are we talking about? This is the beginning of the parsha. We're opening the parsha. It just starts with all these possessive words of referring to who we know as Avinu, but we don't find it. V'yirei lav Hashem, v'yisa'inav, vayar, vayar, vayaratz. He's doing this. He's doing it. Who? Imagine you start. I want to study parsha v'yirei. You get into. You give. You get a chvestish, fifth grade, and the Rebbe said, we're going to learn Parshas Vayera. Vayera elav Hashem, and Hashem appeared to him, and he lifted his eyes, and he saw, and he ran. Who are we talking about? Avram. How did you know? I know. Why does the Torah at least one time say that Avram Vino, what was he involved with at this point? The Halakha of Bris Milah. He just went through Bris Milah at the age of 99. He was just willing to go through all that pain and all the suffering. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Nunzayin Amabez says that there's a risk of death when you go through Bris Milah. The Chassam Sofer brings down, if it wouldn't be a deraisa to have a Bris Milah, it would be usur to have a Bris Milah. Because it's a sakana. You hear this? It's a Chassam Sofer in the Shut in Yoredeya. You look it up. Reish Mem Hei. It would be usur to have Bris Milah if it's not a tzivah from Hashem, because there's a sakana involved. Even though we all know it's also for our benefit. That's why Baruch Hashem tells us to do it. Why are we doing it then? Sakanas nefashos. We're doing it because the Eibishter told me to. I'm Moser Nefesh for the Eibishter. So Avram Avinu, he's here. He's in pain. He's suffering. He's Moser Nefesh. Suddenly, you know what he reached? No more Avram. He's one with Hashem. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like Bar Yochai. Are we living for us or are we living for the Eibishter? Let's ask ourselves that question. A lot of us are at a tkufa in the year. We enter into finals. We have finals, we have bechinas. And suddenly Seder gets Seder Hayom goes out the window and the structure of yeshiva is not the same and shir is not the same. And it's up to us to decide. Am I going to make sure and be mavatal myself and be Moser Nefesh to make sure still sit and learn seriously? Sit and learn the Halakha Torah, never miss a minyan, be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or now, final time. God will wait. I'll fit him in when it's convenient. Are we going to be a Pesach Sheni to give Lama Nigara? The Yidden by Pesach Sheni, they never excuse Ayinis Drachman Apatre. They were Tomei. But they had such passion, I don't want to stay away. So you can have all the rationalization in the world. It's final time, I have to do well. Do we say no, but I'm one with Hashem, I'm Moshe Nefesh for Hashem? There's no greater compliment to be a Bar Yochai. And who was Rashbi? What's the Arizal say? Who is he a Gilgal? Who is a Nitzotz of? What's the Arizal say? Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chevra all knows. The Arizal in the Kutei Torah breaks down how Moshe Rabbeinu as well had to run away. Moshe Rabbeinu as well wanted to kill him, and he runs away. And that's when he has the Giloy of what? The Giloy of Eish, of the burning bush. The Rashbi, he's running away. They want to kill him, and he goes into Mara. The Giloy of the whole Zohar, the Elok Divrei Eish Nom Hashem, the fires of the Rashbi, which is a representation of the clarity in the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they both reached at that time. Which was what? The losing of their names, because complete Mesiras Nefesh to Hashem. This is what we all must become. Each and every one of us. But the question is, why then call him Bar Yochai? Meaning what? If what we're discussing and expressing and explaining is the Madrega El Yoina. You need more? Bring from the kitchen. You have a chair over there? Is there one? Eric, tell him this. Is to reach such a level. There's plenty of room. Bring chairs over here. Go in from the side door. Just bring. To reach such a level where I'm one with Hashem. So why call him anything? Meaning Moshe's name wasn't in Tetzaveh at all. Why even call him Bar Yochai? So let us explain and let us understand. You see, by calling him Bar Yochai, Eliyahu Navi was teaching each and every one of us how to reach that Madrega. That he came from Yochai. Meaning he reached such a level because he came from Yochai. Let us understand. To understand Yochai, you have to understand all the isios of the name Yochai. Yochai is Yud, Vav, Ches, Aleph, Yud. What is the letter Yud? So you look in the Sefer, there's a Medrash, isios to Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva goes through every letter and discusses the depth into the letter. In the Sefer Isios to Rabbi Akiva, it talks about the Yud, and we know the Yud is the smallest of letters. And therefore the Yud represents someone who's an anav, someone who has humility, someone who's humble. And that's why someone who's humble, he explains there, Rabbi Akiva, that someone who's humble, he'll be zoichet to, he's living like a Yud, he'll be zoichet to the Yud. And the Yud is the letter that creates Olam Haba. Through anava, through humility. We need humility in our life. We need to have humbleness in our life. We need to believe that everything we have is from the Eibishter's, so we have to give everything back to the Eibishter. And that's when we'll be able to connect to Torah. Only with that humility. As we all know, the Torah is Nimshal Lamayim, and the Gemara in Tainas Dav Zayin says, why is it Nimshal Lamayim? Why is it Nimshal to water? Just like water always finds the lowest of places, so to connect to Torah, you have to be someone who's an anav, you have to be humble, you have to have humility. So first step in reaching such a madrega has to be humility in our lives. That's the yud at the beginning, but there's a second yud. Is that another? Why do we need two yuds of humility? So if you look in the Zohar, we couldn't not have the Zohar on the table tonight as preparation. And the Zohar says that the letter yud is yira. The Zohar says in Parshas Naso that Yud is Yira. Yud is Yira is all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, tells us, Yiras Hashem, Otsro in Ilo Lo. The only way of Torah, the only way of Chachma is if you have Yiras Hashem. If you open up Nefesh Chaim Shardal, the whole entire Shara is on this. Without Yerushmaim, without all of the Rabbanu Shalom, I have nothing. I could study Torah, and we all know individuals in this world who are big Bekiyim in Torah and have nothing in a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because without Yerushmaim, you have nothing to really relate to Eibishter. It's a study of Torah, it's not the study of the Eibishter. Learning Torah is the study of the Eibishter. If it's a chachma, Without the Eibishter, it's like any other wisdom, and it will bring you nowhere. So the first yud is the yud of anava. The last yud is the yud of yira. We need anava, we need yira. And these are both of those are very interconnected. Eikev anava yiras Hashem. When you have anava, you have yira. When you have yira, you have anava. They build off each other. How am I going to be in awe of Hashem if I realize that I have humility? If I don't have humility, I have gaiva. I don't care about the Ribbono Shel Olam. I care only about myself. So that's the yud. But then we have a vav. What's the vav represent? So the vav represents, we could suggest, as is brought down in the Hakdama of the Sefer HaChinuch, that there are six mitzvahs that are tamidios. There are six mitzvahs that are constant and have to be in our life. Emun in Hashem. To not believe in any other God. Oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avas Hashem. Yiras Hashem. And not running after any taiva. Are sheish mitzvahs tamidios. Tamidios. These six, the Hakdama of the Sefer HaChinuch explains, is our Ari Miklat. It's our Ari Miklat. It's our city of refuge. What do you mean? The Prima Gadim explains as follows. Listen, Chaver, listen. This mamish tremendous Torah. That every one of us has to feel like a Rotseach. What do you mean, feel like a Rotseach? Chas v'shalom lo leinu, I hope and believe nobody in this room ever murdered anyone. But when you're a Rotseach, who murdered B'shoigeg by accident, you're stuck in the Ari Miklat. And if you leave that Ari Miklat, you leave that city of refuge for one moment, you're at the expense of the Goyal Adam. You could be murdered at any moment. We have to live in the Ari Miklat of these Sheish Mitzvot Tmidios, which are all surrounding belief and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and believe if we leave them for a moment, the Goyal Adam is going to grab hold of us. Lo Aleinu. Which basically incorporates, if you really think about it, and you go through the Sheish Mitzvot Tmidios, Shavisi Hashem L'negdi Samed, that I always have to have Hashem opposite me. So I need Yiras Hashem, I need Anava, I need Shavisi Hashem L'negdi Samed. That's the Yud at the beginning, the Yud at the end, and the Vav. What's the Ches? The Shvi'a Pinchas suggests as follows. We see in the parish of Kabbalah Satorah, in the parish of Kabbalah Satorah, the Pasuk says, Vata im shemoa tishmu bekoli, if you listen to my voice, ushmartem es brisi. Ushmartem es brisi. So people loosely translate ushmartem es brisi means and protect my treaty, my bris, my covenant with you. But maybe what we're saying is the prerequisite to Kabbalah Satorah and being one with Hashem, ushmartem es brisi, is ois bris kodesh. Why is it that at the eighth day, which the Ches is representing, the Ches of Yoichai, telling us how to reach this level of Bar Yoichai, the eighth day, the first mitzvah any yid in this world is involved in, is Bris Milah. It's Yisoid Shem Yisoid. It is Yisoid. And when we don't have Shmir Zoy Bris, meaning what? Which represents being involved in Taiva in the world. We can't connect to Hashem and we can't connect to Torah. There's an impediment. It doesn't work. Lo aleinu. We know the famous story by Onkelos, brought down in the Medrash. Brought down in the Medrash in Parashat Mishpatim, that Onkelos, he decides he wants to be Mizgayer, and he goes to Adronios HaMelech. He goes to the king, and he says, I want to be Mizgayer. Listen to the story. Roitza ani l'skayer, I want to become a convert, less Yisrael, and become part of the Yisrael. Onkelos. Amar lo, luma zuat mevakish. You want to be part of that nation? Kama bezizios or kama ragtios? That's a disgraceful nation. Le'yeruda shebeunas mevakish l'zarev. You want to go and become part of the lowest of low? Mari yisabem shataritz l'skayer. What do you see in them they want to be ger? What do you mean? He's Unklus is back. The smallest child, they know how the world was created, know what was created on the first day, what was created on the second day. Their Torah is true, it's all Torah. Listen what Unklus says back. You know what Unklus wants? Go learn the Torah, but don't get a Brismila. I'm sorry, what the king wanted from Unklus. Go learn their Torah. Just don't get a bris milah. Imagine, that's what he asked him. Don't get a bris milah. What does that mean? Go, you can learn their Torah, learn the Chachma, but be involved in Taiva. Be involved in temptations. That is, I'm okay with that. Live in both worlds. Amar lo akila, as Uncle says back, afilu chacham shaba mechuska, the wisest of people in your kingdom. Vizokim be meyashana, and older, that's 100 years old. Eino yachol lilmo torasam im eino mol. You can't learn Torah if you don't have a bris milah. What does that mean? You can't learn Torah? It means if you don't have bris milah. And what that really means, if you don't have shmiras habris, if you're involved in taiva and temptation, you're not going to connect to Torah in the right way. You're not going to connect, it's not ruchni, it's not kedusha, because you're full of tumah. This is not just a wisdom, and Yiddishkeit is not just a religion out there. It is the religion, and it's full emes. But if you're involved in sheker, you can't connect to emes. There's an impediment, there's a pagam, it just doesn't work. It can't work. Yeah, we allow ourselves to look at the things we look at and allow ourselves day in and day out, lo aleinu, to be involved in taiva. You know what I deal with? You guys are young still, Baruch Hashem. There's hardly a week that goes by I don't get a call from a young man a lot older than you, struggling in this area for years already. Shem Yirachim. You know what the Bnei Yisachar says? Listen to the words of Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar, I'm going to read it to you. Bnei Yisachar is in Tishrei, in his pieces on Tshuva. You have to understand the efsher lahasig muskolos b'Torah. It's impossible to understand and reach an understanding in Torah. Afilu mishtadal ba kishadayin lo tikin chet abris. Even if you're going to try hard, if you haven't mitakin chet abris. Afilu pashtios haTorah dain lechavin halacha lamita. Even just pashit simple Torah, just get practical halacha halacha lamaisa. Not deep is of deep. Not drush and not lomdis. Eino yocha afilu hu lamdin gadol. You're very bright, it doesn't matter, you're not going to get there. And you're going to end up paskin your halacha, you're going to end up saying halacha that's completely the opposite of the truth that even a young child knows better. Because you haven't fixed chet habris. You can't reach the emes. You can't be toivel b'sheret b'yado. That's what we're saying. So you have the anova, you have the yira, you have the sheish mitzvos tvidios, but you need the shmir sabris. You need to stay away from taiva. How many individuals give away their whole lives because of taiva? How many families have been destroyed? How many divorces? How many children's lives ruined because of taivas of parents? Shem Yirachim. How many marriages are suffering? And the longer we wait to work on this, the harder it gets, and the more serious the issue is. So we have the yud at the beginning, we have the yud at the end, we have the vav, we have the ches. What about the aleph? What about the Aleph? The Aleph Vada is finally now you connect to Hashem. The Aleph is the Rabbanu Shalom. The Aleph is the Rabbanu Shalom in your heart, the Rabbanu Shalom in your mind, every single moment. So Bar Yochai reached such a level where he's one with Hashem in the Ma'ara, so he's called Bar Yochai, but he reached it through these ways, through Anava, through Yira, through the Sheish Mitzvah Tmidius, through the Ois Bris Kodesh. And then he was Mavatal to Hashem. So that's what the Torah is teaching us. Eliyahu Navi is teaching us how to get there. First, we have to want to get there. First, we have to desire to get there. As my Rebbe, Reb Lachman, says, you have to want to wish to desire to get there. Do we really want to be one with Hashem? Or do we want to just live and dabble and learn a little and daven a little and struggle through life, having our good days and our bad days and our ups and our downs? Or are we going to decide this Lag B'Omer from the Chizik of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai or Bar Yochai? Is that enough? I don't want the ups and downs. I don't want it anymore. I'm going to be mevatel the guf, mevatel meiser nefesh, to be totally one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest of ways. If we'll be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest ways, we'll reach a level of Madrega of Bar Yochai, Bez Hashem. Reach a level of Bar Yochai, you don't have to be a Meron, even though we're all yearning to be there. And you don't have to be tansing there. We could be here, connecting to the Torah of Bar Yochai, connecting to the Heilige Torah of Bar Yochai. And we could live a life as a Bar Yochai. Bez Hashem Yisrael Baruch Hu, should be Zayich each and every one of us. To be inspired and to walk away from this Lag B'Omer as different people. To have a Tchiyas HaMeisim. To have a Tchiyas HaMeisim. Maybe those in this room don't need a physical Tchiyas HaMeisim, but we need Bistama Ruchnias Tchiyas HaMeisim. I just said this over, but I remember last Thursday night some of the Chevra was talking about it and they never heard it before. I was shocked, because it's a very famous story. Some of the Chevra didn't hear it before. Just thought it over tonight already twice, but I can't say it over. I can't not say and end with the story. It's a very famous story. And the story was, it's a true story, it's brought down many, many Svarim. Where there was a mother, and the mother, Baruch Hashem, had her 3-year-old son, and ready for his upsharon, as we're going to be Zoyche here on Sunday. Everyone's invited, between 12 and 2. You know, the upsharon for Uriel Nes and Tzvi, Baruch Hashem. Very excited. Big schus and Lag B'Omer. So she, Baruch Hashem, she lives in Eretz Yisrael, and she was so excited for the upsharon of her son. And she, being living in Eretz Yisrael, she decided she's not just going to do upsharon Lag B'Omer. She's going to take her son to Reb Shimon, to Meiron. And she goes and she gets to Meiron and she's there. And there was some terrible machla, some terrible sickness, some terrible disease. And her son got very sick. Mom was very sick, 3-year-old son, very, very sick. And he was hardly breathing at one point. He was deathly ill. And they called in the doctors, there were doctors there. They check him and the imams look at the mother and they have no hope, they have nothing they could do. And moments later, he's nifter. Can't imagine the pain. Can't imagine the suffering of this mother. Can't imagine what it is to lose your child. None of us could imagine, none of us should ever have to imagine. There's no greater sorrow. And your 3-year-old son, and your 3-year-old son who you're bringing to do upsharon by Reb Shimon, by Bar Yochai. And she's crying tears that mamish were shaking the entire universe. And she picks up her son, limp, dead, and carries the son into the kever of Reb Shimon. And there are people in there, but she starts crying and wailing, and they couldn't bear it, and they left. They left her alone. And she took the baby, the corpse. And she placed the corpse, her son, down on the kever. And she starts screaming and yelling and davening to Hashem and beseeching of Reb Shimon to daven to Hashem that there should be a nace, because it can't be that she brought him, then this should occur. And she's crying and screaming and davening, and people are in the out. They're not inside, they're in the outside. They hear this, they mamish, the whole world is shaking. And suddenly all the people are outside and they're listening and they hear different cries. They hear the cries of a little boy. The cries of her son, who had Tchiyas HaMeisim by Reb Shimon. This was in the 1900s. I'm not telling a story from 1,000 years ago. Because Lag B'Omer is a koyach of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Now, Baruch Hashem, for us in this room, nobody in this room, Baruch Hashem, we're alive and we're well and we should have healthy and it should be B'li and Hara, continued gesund. And there are those that we said at the beginning need refuos and should have refuos and yeshuos. But what does tchis amesim mean to us? We don't need a tchis amesim. But I might not need a physical tchis amesim. Physically, I don't need to be revived. But ruchnias, Dick, we all need a revival. But ruchnias, we need tchis amesim. We need a wake-up call. And we need a zayrus so that we become a bar yoichai. That we become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, completely meister nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all that we do. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we should be zayicha to enter into this Heilig Yont of Lag BaOmer. And it should be mamish, a Lag BaOmer of Tchis HaMeisim for each and every one of us, Beruchnias. A Lag BaOmer where we learn to be Moshe Nefesh the way Reb Shimon was and became a Bar Yochai. And each and every one of us should be one with Hashem. And in the schus of being one with Hashem, we'll be Zoyche to the Torah Sinister like Reb Shimon, the Aragonis like Reb Shimon, and be Zoyche to Gula Shlema, and Heir of Yameh. Amen.